Leo Frank, Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 211. Here is the extracted text from the image Dorsey, F. On the last day of the trial, Monday, August 25th, 1913, a large crowd, including many women, had assembled in the courtroom before court opened, taking up every seat in the courtroom. The jury were in their room about 20 feet from the courtroom, and as Mr. Dorsey entered the room, the crowd applauded loudly by clapping of hands and stamping of feet, which the jury perhaps could have heard. The court did nothing but admonish the people that if the applause was repeated, he would clear the courtroom. G. On Monday, the last day of the trial, after the argument of counsel had been had and the charge of the court had been given and the case was in the hands of the jury, when Solicitor Dorsey left the courtroom, a very large crowd awaited him in front of the courthouse and shouted and applauded by clapping their hands and shouting, "Hurrah for Dorsey!" When it was announced that the jury had agreed upon a verdict, the judge of the Superior Court, His Honor L.S. Roane, went to the courthouse, which was a comparatively small room on the first floor at the junction of Hunter and Pryor Streets, and found the courtroom packed with spectators. Fearful of misconduct among the spectators in the courtroom, the court of his own motion cleared the room before the jury announced their verdict. When the verdict of guilty was rendered, the fact of the rendition of such verdict was signaled to the crowd on the outside, which consisted of a large concourse and crowd of people standing upon Hunter and Pryor Streets. Immediately upon receiving such signal, and while the court was engaged in polling the jury, and before the polling ended, great shouts arose from the people on the outside, expressing juratification. Great applauding, shouting, and helloing was heard on the streets, and so great became the noise on the streets that the court had difficulty in hearing the responses of the jurors as polled. The mean and same were given, as the defendant contends, that the defendant did not have a fair and impartial jury trial, and that the demonstration of the crowds